Hi, friends. Welcome to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with the people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful relationships. So today we're going to have a short little spotlight episode, and I'm just going to kind of interview Mom about their neighborhood party.
Yeah, should be fun. I'll be on the hot seat.
Yeah. Okay, so first question for you, Mom. You had your neighborhood party, you got everything together. What were your just first impressions on kind of what you think, like, how did things go? How do you feel like people interacted? Was it what you hoped?
Well, first of all, it was a beautiful day. So I feel like with any outdoor party, you can't control that. So that was just a nice bonus. So it's a really pretty day. I think it was good. We had less people than we had last year. But we had people that didn't come last year. People seemed to sit and actually talk more. Last year, everyone kind of hung around the food tables and it was more of just like, what's your name? What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. And this year, there were some more people, I think, that maybe had connection already. And so people actually went and sat down in chairs and stayed longer. You know, pros and cons, less people. I think we had like 70 or 80 people come. And this year, I'm guessing it was probably more like 40 people, okay. Maybe 35. You know, less than half that we had last year. But it was a really busy weekend for a lot of people. So that played into that attendance.
Okay, so I remember we talked about your ideas on kind of what you were hoping to do to make sure people were more engaged and connecting, maybe on a deeper level. Did you end up employing different ideas or what did you do differently from the year before?
Yeah, so last year we had everything set at the back of the cul-de-sac. And this year I put a table right in the front of the cul-de-sac where people would be coming in from the crossroad. And I put name tags there and a couple sign-up sheets. One was just, would you be interested in doing other activities throughout the year? Put your phone or email. And the other one was, what ideas do you have for activities that you'd like to do? So we had that and kind of just a little welcome sign, chalkboard sign right at the front. So as they came in, hopefully that would catch them first. And then from there toward the back of the neighborhood or cul-de-sac was the food tables.
Yeah.
And then we also had this year, I added, and it was kind of last minute, but we put a table up with a bunch of beads and string so kids could make bracelets. Oh. If they want, just like sit and do something with their hands. And then one of the front yards, we had cornhole and a kind of a ring toss game. So that was kind of the setup this year. We added a couple extra, like the beads, and moved things around a little bit. And still, maybe we can talk about later, I would redo that. If I was doing this again, there's things that I would do differently.
Yeah. Okay.
But that was kind of one of the things we talked about, was just leading people. So they came to the sign up table first. And then from there, they naturally walked back to the food tables because everyone was supposed to bring some kind of dish to share.
Yeah.
So then you would walk back there. And the food tables all had canopies over them. So it was shaded.
Do you feel like it made a difference in how people engaged? Like, did you see the kids kind of jumping into the beads more? Did you get a lot of signups on the sheet? How did you feel like that goes?
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of the girls went over to the beading table. Actually, some of the boys ended up there too. There were not a lot of kids. So, okay. And I've said, you know, our neighborhood doesn't have a lot of kids, but last year there were more kids there. Mm-hmm. This year it was mostly our kids and two other families. One of the other families was helping anyway, so their kids were there. And then one other family came that had a couple kids, but there weren't a lot of kids. I feel like the games were kind of off in someone's yard and that mm-hmm. was fun, but I almost wonder if it would be better. Everything was a little too spread apart in my view. Okay. And Dad and I kind of talked about this because it was super sunny. So it was hot We had a bunch of chairs set out, but a lot of people were still kind of in the shade under the tables. And then as the afternoon wore on, there started to be more shade. And so we moved the chairs over to the shade and then more people sat down. And so we kind of thought next year, I think I wouldn't put the food tables at the back of the cul-de-sac. I would put them up at the side where the shade would first start to creep in. Yeah. So you'd get shade earlier. And then also putting the chairs, they were kind of circled up. I think we'd put them right next to or near the food table. So it wasn't so spread apart.
Yeah.
So it'd be easier to get your food and then just go sit instead of you're kind of stuck in limbo. Right. So I think next time we do this, we'll not spread everything and use the whole cul-de-sac. We'll kind of centralize things. And then we did also have, they're called easy riders. They're kind of like the scooter thing that we brought. Oh, yeah. And a lot of the kids were riding those. And so they were riding kind of in and out. And I think if we centralized things, the kids could use the other part of the cul-de-sac to ride scooters and do stuff that, you know, the adults don't really want them running right through their circle.
Yeah.
So I think that might be a better setup for next time, is not to use the whole space. It seemed a little too big for the numbers we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I mean, you guys were expecting a group more like last year.
Yeah.
So maybe if you had a group that you were planning on, it would be a little bit more, you know, it'd be better that you spread it out.
Yeah. So. And we had some overcast weather the last week. And so we had brought a fire pit and stuff to use like we did last year. But last year we did it in October. And so it was darker earlier. And so it was kind of weird because this year people wanted to do it earlier before it got too cold. But then it was sunny almost the whole time. Like it never got dark. I brought stuff for s'mores and we never even built a fire because it just was sunny, you know?
Right,
so that kind of threw us off a little bit. Oh, last year we had two fire pits going and people sat around the fire and it was naturally a gathering spot. But this year we kept thinking, gosh, it's not really getting dark at all. And so that was a little, not that it was tricky, it was just different. You know, we didn't have that aspect of the party that we thought we would have. And so there was more just kind of sitting and visiting.
Yeah.
Without the fires.
No, that makes a lot of sense though. Kind of keys into the importance of like taking inventory of your environment, you know, and how much your environment does affect your ability to connect with people.
Yeah. And timing of it, you know, time of year. And also, is it going to be cold? Is it not cold yet? Fall, you kind of never know. You might have a cold day or a hot day. And so, kind of gauging, well, the last few days, the sun has set at this time, maybe we need to adjust our plan.
Yeah. Okay. So next question, and this kind of leads into things. What would you, like, what's the top two things that you feel like you would change, whether you feel like you would shift your focus more or just shift the specific activities you tried?
Well, one thing that I've been thinking about is I think as the host, you have a different perspective than the guests. So people that came that I talked to had a great time. And matter of fact, there was one story that I want to share that it was just so cute. So the day before, I got a phone call because I had put my phone number on the invitations that we took around. So I got a phone call from this lady and she said she lived in the neighborhood and her dad, who was older, really wanted to come to the party, but she had to be at a funeral. And so he was going to come by himself, but she said he really wants to come. He says he's lonely and wants to meet more people around. And so it was so cute because she said, we saw that he's supposed to bring a dish. So he wants to know what dish to bring to make a good impression in the party. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that is so cute.
That's so, relatable.
You know, I was like, it doesn't matter what age you are, you want to make a good impression. So I found out his name and said, okay, I'll be watching for him. He's going to come by himself. Well, he ended up coming. One of his sons that was in from out of town brought him, and which was nice. And at the end of the party, he said, "This was so fun. Let me know when you have it next year and I'll make sure to be in town so I can come." And this was a kid that I guess had grown up in the neighborhood and then moved away. And his dad was older, you know. But it was kind of fun because my perspective was worrying about, people aren't connecting, or it's hot and we need to figure out a way to get more shade, you know, all the host things. But I think other people were fine. They enjoyed talking. And it was also funny because one of the ladies whose house is kind of backed up to the cul-de-sac, she walked out and I met her and she had a walker. And then she was like, "Nope, there's not enough people yet. I'll be back." And she walked back into her house. And so that was kind of funny.
You're like, well, you would add to the people.
Yeah. And that was maybe one of the things I would change was it was 4 to 7. And that's what we did last year, was 4 to 7. And it worked really well because by 4 o'clock last year in October, it was already getting chilly and more evening-ish, you know. But this year it was like full on 80 degrees and not a lot of people came until like 4:45.
So interesting.
I would change that. If I'm going to do it a month earlier, it needs to be a later time. For sure.
So
if I did it in October, the 4 o'clock was great. And then this one lady I was talking about, she ended up coming back and maybe an hour and a half later and enjoying herself and have fun. But it was just kind of so funny. Nope, not enough people. I'll be back.
Not enough people yet.
So that's one of the things I would change, the time for sure. And then just like we had talked about, just the setup, it needed to be, I have things so spread out, have everything a little closer together. I think would have made it easier to transition.
Yeah. So I'm going to add one little question in here because I feel like it's a pretty valuable one. What do you think people gained by attending? Do you feel like, just from like what you've heard from people or, you know, feedback that you received, what do you think was the takeaway for most people?
Well, I think maybe one of the differences from last year, having a smaller group, at least for me, I have a hard time remembering people's names sometimes. It was easier for me to remember more of the names because I was interacting with the same people more often, whereas last year was 70 people. I probably went around and talked to everybody once, but then it was like, oh, what was her name again? And where did she live? And now I think, at least for me, one of the takeaways is I know a handful of people and kind of where they live. And so when I go on walks and if they're out, for example, this one gentleman that his daughter had called me, he has like a little kind of gazebo thing in his front yard. He always sits there all the time. And I've gone by on the way to the park and waved or said hi before with my kids. And he has never said anything. And I always thought, oh, he's probably just like a grumpy old man. Maybe he doesn't like kids. But no, that's completely opposite. So for me, I think one thing I gained was people that I thought maybe weren't very friendly. And they're actually just shy. Like they actually really are longing for friendship. And so now when I walk by, I'm going to say his name and I'm going to say, "Hey, remember me from the party? So good to see you." Now I have like a connection to jump off of. So I think that was one of the takeaways for me that was positive, was just having a few more people that I know that I can call by name. And the one lady that came a little bit later that backed up to the cul-de-sac, she said, "Oh yeah, I always watch out my window and watch what's going on. So I see you drive by all the time and I see you doing this." And I said, "Well, my kids always ride their scooters down this road. So now you can tell me if they're misbehaving. Like now you know whose mom that is." And but so now when I walk by, I may actually look toward her house and see if she's looking out her window and wave to her or, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a few people that I know a little bit better that it feels good. It feels good to know a name and put it with the house. Some of the people, their homes weren't like visible. So even though they told me, "Oh, I live over on this street, kind of over here," I still don't necessarily know which house is theirs.
Yeah.
But if they were outside, I would recognize them.
Yeah.
You know, and be able to introduce myself again. And then I think probably the second thing would be a couple of the people already knew each other. like two in particular, two neighbors that live across the street from each other came together. Oh, and even though they talk and they do a lot, probably, I mean, they see each other, you know, it was kind of fun to see them actually plan to come together and walk together, you know, block and a half to get to the party. And so I think just that, even just a connection of a reason for you to walk with your neighbor somewhere was a positive outcome, I guess.
Yeah, that's super cool. Like, you're supporting other people's friendships, you know? That's really cool. I love that. Okay, I think last question of the evening would be, now what? What do you guys think? I know this can be kind of like a trigger question sometimes, because it's like, you just did this great thing. You don't want to move past it too fast, but what do you, I guess I would rephrase it to be like, what are you excited to do now that you've...
Well, so I had those sign-up sheets, and I think we had 15 people sign up that said they'd be interested in doing more things out of the, like, 35. So maybe half the people said that. And I know several that couldn't come that I already know that would be willing to do something. So I'm guessing, like, 20... people probably that would want to do more activities. And then there were people that didn't come that I just don't know them. And so that came last year, but if there was a way to invite them, we could do that too. But so I think probably moving forward is to look at that sheet of activities and see what was written down, and then just starting an email and planning the next thing. I don't want it to be something where they get stressed, like every month we're doing this thing at this point. I know, because it'll mostly be on me and I don't have the bandwidth to do that, you know, every month. But I don't think I have to plan like for the rest of my life, every month we're going to do this. It's just what's the next step. So for me, the next step would be choose a date and plan what I'm going to do with these 15 to 20. And they all won't be able to come, you know, depending on the dates. Is it going to be a dinner party? Is it going to be an outdoor movie? You know, depending on most of them were a little older. So maybe it would be something more friendly to that demographic, like dinner. Because by the time I do it, it'll be colder. So it probably won't be outside.
Yeah.
So I think just figuring out that. And then also part of the reason we did this was because I really want my kids to get to know some more kids in the area so they can just like ride their bike or go play. So I need to, from that group or from the people I've talked to, figure out how to find the families that have kids and start connecting with them also, because that's part of my goal is just to build community in our neighborhood. And part of it is to actually have some more kids that want to play outside or come hang out. So probably picking a date, planning the next thing, and not really stressing about it. Just like, this is a dinner. If only four people come, that's actually a pretty good dinner party.
Yeah.
If 20 people want to come, then you put up some more tables and maybe you do a potluck. It doesn't have to be fancy, but it does need to build off of the connections and the conversation we already had last week. So that you're not starting over constantly.
Right.
And I think that also makes neighborhood parties better. So the next time we actually have a whole neighborhood party, which we want to be more like twice a year instead of once a year, if you have enough people kind of know each other a little better, then that awkward vibe kind of dissipates, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the more that you can see each other, like we've said before, that FaceTime, the more comfortable it'll be. And then if people come into that environment that don't know people, it's easier for more. It's not everybody trying to meet everybody. Yeah. It's like a lot of people trying to meet the newcomers that are coming in. Right. So,
yeah, you're kind of creating new groups of people that can walk together to the neighborhood party.
Yeah, and it could even be, I wish I knew exactly how many streets we included in the neighborhood, but it could even be trying to connect people within one street. because that's mm-hmm. who naturally mm-hmm. is going to see each other. Maybe my focus isn't the whole neighborhood at this point. Maybe it's
one
meeting the people on my particular street mm-hmm. and seeing if there's something we can do
yeah.
together. You know, yeah. just the smaller numbers, that'll be what we focus on next. And then, I don't know, I can't remember if I mentioned this before, but I signed up for a college class and the name of the class is Creating a Good Life Through Experience Design. And it's been a really interesting class. It talks all about positive psychology and happiness and what is a good life. And I think I'd like to use some of those things I'm learning from research and psychology in planning the next event. And then also, I have to plan 16 hours of, I don't know if events is the right word, but gatherings, I guess, or going yeah. somewhere together. And so as part of that 16 hours, it's kind of holding me accountable. I can't just say, okay, the neighborhood party's done. It's going to be busy. Holidays are coming. It actually is like, I actually have to do this in order to mm-hmm. get a good grade in this class. So
yeah.
in a way, if you have some kind of accountability, that is great because then it, yeah. they don't let you slip. Whether that's just a friend or someone in the neighborhood that says, hey, remember you said you were going to do this. I haven't heard anything. Or you just got to right. put it out there. You got to tell people that you're going to do something because they will ask you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually happened this year. We were kind of waiting to October. And then one of our neighbors said, hey, remember last year at the neighborhood party, you said maybe we'll do it earlier so it's not so cold. So I was just wondering, you know, do you have it planned yet? And it's like, oh, that's right. Okay, we got to get on that. So, yeah. you know, accountability is big. And I think you just got to tell people what your intentions are, what your desires are. And then that'll actually make you go to the next step because you've put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. I think, at least from my perspective, some of the big takeaways would be, one, even if you don't know what you're doing, or even if you don't know all the people that are coming, it's worth it to plan something to gather people because people need that. You know, there's lots mm-hmm. of people that you talked about that sound like they just needed some kind of connection, you know?
Yeah.
And then another takeaway I think would be that it's okay if it's all different. You know, if every time you plan something, it's different and it's not a linear, you know, process. It's just about gathering people and finding new faces that you can recognize on the street. And, you know, even like, I think it'll be really cool to see how Halloween is in your neighborhood, you know, when people right. are walking around. Maybe they'll recognize some of the kids now, or maybe, you know, some of the people that you knock doors will be like, oh, hey, we met you at the party. How are you? You know what I mean?
Right. I didn't think about that, but totally. I can call them by name. They open a door and I can say, hey, Sue, remember me? We met at the party. Or that yeah. will be that second connection. That will be so mm-hmm. fun. I hadn't thought of that before, but for sure, Halloween is a great way to, your neighbor yeah. actually is going to open the door. So you right. can, right. even if you don't know him, be like, hey, thanks. I just live across the street. My name is Tiffany, or, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. maybe that, if you're looking for something to do next, maybe your next thing is, if you're not planning a party, what are you going to do if you go trick or treating? Or what are you going to do yeah. if you go to that church chili cook-off, you know? Just
right.
make a goal. I am going to say hi to one person at this yes. event that I do not know well. Or yeah. one person I've been really wanting to get to know because they seem cool. You know, just do yeah. that. If only like one or two people came to our neighborhood party, it would have been worth it. Because the goal is to build community, meet new people, and that's how it starts. It starts with just one or two people meeting one or two more people, and then it just grows from there.
Yeah, I love it. Well, everyone, tune in next time. I think we're going to do a planning session, and then probably the next episode we'll do will be Halloween themed. So we'll have all sorts of ideas you can pick up on kind of how to connect with people on Halloween.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have to do put you in the hot seat next. You're going to have to throw the next party.
Yeah.
Call you out.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.